I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Heavy rainfall has turned deadly in regions of Nepal, India, and Bangladesh. But believers are responding on the ground. You can too. Call to prayer coming up. Plus, summer's almost over, and one ministry is recounting God's fingerprints all over the lives that were impacted this summer. That story in just a moment. But first, the people of Nepal desperately need your prayers. Days of monsoon rain have triggered severe flooding and landslides. Local contacts tell Asian Access the deluge has washed away entire families. We spoke with Mr. Chitri, a friend of Asian Access.
Everywhere the water floating and a very difficult situation. People have lost their life and all the food and clothing and everything they lost.
But Nepal's government isn't allowing much international help.
They want to do by themselves. If we wait the government decision, then the people will be, losing their life, and there will be the people will have more problems. There's not enough food to eat. There's also necessary of medicine. And there's a fear of cholera and other disease, and so need more prayer there.
Local churches are providing clean water, food, and the hope of Christ.
People are having a very difficult situation, and they actually lost the hope. So the local churches now, and also local government and NGO, trying to help them, but that's not enough at all.
If you're looking for ways to stand alongside the local church, go to missionnews.org. Next, the latest data suggests that there are nearly 800 million hungry people in the world, with about 20 million on the brink of starvation. Droughts, war, political instability have taken their toll on the developing world. Compassion International knows that to exact lasting change against poverty and hunger, you have to step into the individual's life. For a few more weeks, Act for Compassion is running a 100 Kids for 100 Kids campaign. Kerry Asante of Compassion explains.
People who really care about kids in poverty, especially people who care about improving nutrition or the income of children in need and their families, those people can actually create their own online fundraisers. And so they're getting their friends and their families on board to kind of join them in this cause.
Goats are a great gift because of their nutritional and financial benefits.
In the developing world, a gift of a goat can truly change the future of a family. When you give a goat to a child and their family, that gives them milk. So milk, they can both drink and they can sell it to earn money.
Compassion International focuses on holistic care for children in need, and that includes showing them the love of Jesus. To learn more about the ministry and this campaign, go to missionnews.org. And as summer winds down, we get to celebrate the way God worked through summer ministry projects. Joanna Mangione of SOAR International caught us up on one of their final projects of the summer. In Podolsk, Russia, the team helped with an English intensive program offered to the children and adults of the community. During the morning hours, children learned and strengthened their English-speaking skills.
The kids really loved the classes and really did have an opportunity to practice their English. They were constantly coming up to us and wanting to practice and wanting to try and wanting to communicate.
Overall, about 30 kids and 15 adults participated in the two-week program. And while the gospel wasn't presented during the class, members of the community often brought up spiritual questions during the mealtimes. More importantly, SOAR's local church partner was able to make connections with the community.
Their goal is to build relationships so that they can invite the kids back on Sundays and invite the kids back to a youth program or a youth conference or the youth Bible studies, etc., so that then there they can hear the gospel in a deeper way.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The gospel brings a renewed right relationship with God. And because that relationship transforms our lives, it impacts relationships with those around us. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships. It contains 32 lessons that guide the reader into cultivating a healthy relationship with God and others. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.